morning, everybody.
It's early.
Sorry, it's been a while since our last episode. We've had some stuff going on.
A lot of stuff.
Trinity had some dental surgery, too, so her mouth's a little sore. But she's going to give it her best this morning.
Why do you, like, why do movie theater movies, like, why are they rated? Because, like, you could be, like, if your child's mature, like, imagine, like, a horror movie, like, really good horror movies.
Yeah.
Like, you could do something, like, if your child's mature, doesn't get nightmare easily, and, like, all this other stuff, and really enjoys horror movies, then they can watch it.
Sure, if your parents let you.
Yeah. But then there's, like, they got, like, you go... PG, PG-13, rated R.
Yes. Rated R is supposed to be, I think, only 17 and up's supposed to watch it, but that's more of a... they are a guideline. Except for rated R is a thing where a movie theater is not going to let... If you walked in and wanted to watch a rated R movie, they wouldn't let you. Where I think some of the stuff's okay because I think you know what you're watching. You know you're watching a movie, right?
Yeah.
Like you watched The Walking Dead. You've been watching The Walking Dead for what, a year or so?
Yeah. Still trying to get through all the episodes.
There's a lot of parents that let their kids watch, have been watching their kids let The Walking Dead, have been letting their kids watch The Walking Dead. Since their kids were, you know, 8 years old or something, which three. I think, maybe even three.
And that was somebody who watched it back when they were three.
Who did? Oh, you know somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't agree with that, but it's not my kids, right?
Yeah.
But those things, when you're in our house, that's our... It's a discussion we can have and a discussion I could have with Bethany or your mom to figure out what we think's right.
Mom, let me watch that PG-13 movie I wanted to watch.
Right now?
Yeah, she let me watch Fall.
Yeah, you're 14, so...
Yeah.
You should be clear to watch all that stuff. A lot of them ratings, too, they also tell you what's in the movie. So if it's a rated R movie and it's some violence, and let's say I've seen a movie and I'm thinking, okay, that's okay. I think it'd be all right for you. I'm going to use my discretion on that. But, you know, if it's a rated R movie because there's sex scenes in it and stuff, I'm not going to let you watch it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's appropriate yet. The violence thing might be a little inappropriate, but... As long as you're not sitting there binging on violent movies all the time, I think you're okay.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Where the younger kids at our house might sometimes even still kind of act like these movies are real to an extent, you know?
Yeah.
Or don't have the disconnect between knowing they're watching fiction and not, and or... could cause them nightmares, you know?
Yeah. Well,
get some more input.
I haven't had a nightmare for a long time. Like, even a dream that I had a couple of days ago that would seem like a nightmare wasn't even a nightmare. It was about, like, a zombie apocalypse. And then I'm in the garage, and I'm at my mom's house. And the garage is open. And Mom and Brian are out there talking. And then the next thing you know, this guy starts sneaking into the garage. And they're like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm just gonna grab this. And he grabs one of Brian's shoes. Just one, not both. And then runs off. And then I had to wake up because I had school.
Yeah. It's
a very weird and complicated dream.
That does not sound like a nightmare.
Yeah. I don't know what I would...
Do you ever have any nightmares?
No, not really.
I get them from time to time myself, and I'm an adult, so.
I haven't had one for a while. I think that dream was supposed to be a nightmare, It just turned out to be really weird.
Usually my nightmares are, I did something and the police are chasing me. And it's not horror or anything, but it's me kind of running from the police, and then I'll eventually wake up and be like, oh, I'm in trouble. And then, like, once my mind starts clearing, I'm like, oh, it was just a dream. We're all right.
The last nightmare I remember having was a car crash, and I woke up screaming.
Yeah. You were in the car crash?
Yeah.
Who else was? Do you not remember?
I don't remember. I just remember being in the car, and the car started to roll forward, and there's this car speeding down the street. And I was in the passenger side.
Yeah.
I was in a car seat.
So, yeah, I mean, scary movies can definitely bring that stuff on. But you're not having an issue with that, so I don't really have that much of an issue with it. There's also, if you, even at your age, if you sit and watch too much violent movies or horror movies and stuff like that, I mean, I'm not going to let you watch super bad stuff. But if you watch too much of that violent stuff, even at your age, it could be a little impressionable and start making you kind of think that way. You could say the same for, like, video games. Years ago, I used to play, like, Grand Theft Auto. There was a time where I'd sit and played one of them for a good while in a row. And then I was out driving, and, like, it started going through my head to, like, pit this car and get them to spin out and then yank them out of the car and steal their car. Like, that started going through my head while I was driving. I'm like, well, maybe I should stop playing this game. So I stopped playing the game. Yeah. It starts having real world impacts on you, not just entertainment, which is what it is. If it becomes anything more than entertainment, then you probably should back away, you know?
Yeah. I remember, though, I have been to watch a TV show, but this was, like, on the kids' profile of Netflix. It was called Some Assembly Required. That was the last Netflix TV show I ever binged watched because I was upset at it. Because it left a cliffhanger at the end, and it was made a while back. And they haven't released any new episodes.
And the show got canceled.
Yeah. So, I'm, like, disappointed. Because, like, this was, like, huge cliffhanger.
Then you can make up your own ending to that story. I mean, that's all these things are. A lot of these shows are, you know, there's just a bunch of writers, and they're trying to write the next episode, come up with something. And then when you start really looking into it, like The Walking Dead and stuff, right? Like, there's characters that they'll end up killing off in that show, and it's not because they wanted to, it's because them, the real life people that played them characters, found a more lucrative job, said I needed to get away from the show and start doing movies or something, you know?
But
so that's what dictates the storyline.
The TV show is pretty popular. It probably makes a lot of money.
Yeah, but they went in and signed contracts and all this other stuff. Plus, the problem with these people, all these actors, let's say, on The Walking Dead, right? Most of them started out on The Walking Dead, right?
Yeah.
So when they're 5-6 years into the show, you know, they're known as them characters. I can't think of the names, the real life names off the top of my head, but, you know, Carl was known as Carl. If you've seen him out in real life, you would think Carl. And they're actors. They want to be known for being an actor and being good at different things and not just being good at being Carl, you know?
Yeah.
So they want to also get out and get their name into the whole scene so that they're known for more than just that one role they played.
Yeah. And it sometimes it'll surprise me about which characters end up not making it, and I'll be like, I'll like kind of refer to the book a little bit, and like I'll also refer to the fact that they were like a really good character, and why were they leaving, and I'm like, oh.
Probably a chance just that in real life they had another role that come up that they could play since they were getting popular, and they just wanted to get out, so they got their contracts, but once their contract's up, they're like, I got this movie deal over here. I got this movie deal over here. I'm going to move on from the show. And then sometimes some of them characters just, the writers say, well, I think it's time. I mean, the show was known a while back, at least, for killing off main characters, you know?
Yeah.
And it would be very surprising, and it would be very heartbreaking to people that are dedicated to the show. But that's what made it an even better show, you know?
Yeah.
That you're watching it and you know that at some point in time, Carl could die, right?
Yeah. And that, like...
And what?
The main character, Rick.
Yeah.
He could also end up going, like, running off. Or getting caught by a walker.
Yep. At any point in time.
Or Negan's troops.
Right. So, I mean, right.
Or even Daryl.
But there's a whole lot of real world that dictates some of that stuff, too. So, when you're looking at this show, the show you were talking about didn't have a proper ending to it.
I know.
It's just, it's when it comes down to it, it's just writers sitting in a room somewhere writing an ending to a story. So, you could just write it for your own self. You know?
I about cried myself to sleep that night because I really enjoyed that show. And I was like, I need a good ending. I can't just think of one.
But, I mean, we went from Y ratings are there to this, but I think I pretty much summarized that.
Yeah.
Ratings. It is a guideline for parents so that, I mean, Wyatt will watch a PG-13 movie. I think he's fine to watch PG-13 movies. As long as there's not too much in it. But usually PG-13 means there's not. Because it's more of a
like
guideline.
Top Gun Maverick?
I didn't see it, but I don't know. Sure. But I wouldn't let Wyatt watch a rated R movie. You know?
Top Gun Maverick doesn't have that much violence in it. Like, it does have some, but other than that, it doesn't. It's mainly about, like, flying a plane and all that.
I would assume that's what that movie's about.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think I did a pretty good job at answering that one today.
Yeah.
We understand now.
Moral of the story, quick recap. Ratings on movies and TV show are guiding. English is not my strong suit. Are guides for parents. And the main reason that characters might end up having to leave that TV show or movie is because they got signed off to go somewhere else. I think it's mainly with TV shows than movies. Because with movies, you kind of, like, need that character for the whole thing.
Yeah.
Or you might, unless it's, like a person that, like, is a background character.
Yeah, I mean, on a movie, you're signing a contract. So, the director comes up and says, hey, I'm doing this movie. Do you want to do it? And then you read all the stuff in it. You got your lawyers. Because you got money. So you get your lawyers to read all that stuff. They read it all. And then you sign a contract that you're going to complete this movie at a certain rate. Or whatever. There's terms. So whatever terms you agree to. But you can't. Yeah, you can't just leave in the middle of a movie. Because you're probably going to get sued. Because you can imagine somebody spending millions of dollars on half a movie, and then you just say, ah, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, it's like, no, you're doing this now. You signed the contract.
Right. So, that sounds pretty good to me, too.